So I just finished Mayor of Easttown, and it was great, but I still have a lingering thought. Why have in the storyline that serial killer element? So there are going to be spoilers in this, and I did finish it, 7 episodes. I thought it was great. Kate Winslet's a gem. I love it when it wraps up nice and tight. You know, you don't have to go off for 60 years like The Walking Dead, just one and done. And I thought it was great, but at the end of it, I kept thinking about that serial killer element, the guy who had kidnapped those two girls and kept them in his basement. It played a role in at the time that it was happening, because you thought with the murder of Aaron that there was a serial killer on the loose killing young girls, right? Turns out that's not the case, that Aaron was actually killed by a 13-year-old whose father was... A 13-year-old killed Aaron, who was having an affair with his dad. And so he was trying to save his family, from his perspective. So then when that happens, it kind of like makes me wonder, well, why have some other creepy guy who kidnaps girls? And I'm not sure if this is right, and this could just be a metaphor, I don't know, for the show overall, but I think there's two reasons that it's in there, besides suspense and drama and good writing. I think it's about two things, maybe. One, the breakup of the family. That's prevalent throughout. I mean, you're seeing all these families that are just afflicted by tragedy and trauma. It's kind of a dark setting. It's bleak. It's depressing. And you get the sense that everybody's kind of gone through something, or they're going through something, and they're all kind of connected. Like it's some sort of contagious energy that just happens to people, and they deal with it as best they can. And the other thing is, specifically from a mother's perspective, it's sort of a look at not just grief, but the imagined and real nightmares and tragedies that can happen to a family, and not just to the woman herself or her relationship with her significant other or the family, but like actual death. And like the two girls who were actually rescued from the creepy guy's, the serial killer's basement. I mean, they don't even know what happened to their kids until they came back, right? So that's got to be the worst thing, is that they just disappear. So it's not like I don't think a father or a brother can't have those perspectives either, but I do feel like that the show was kind of portrayed particularly from a mother's perspective. And a couple of reasons why, that like there are very strong female roles in this, not just Kate Winslet, but her friend Lori, and the mother, Designing Women, Jean Smart. At the end of the show, they're kind of, when they think that the killer's been found, the mother of Kate Winslet in the show says, "I'm sorry I was so angry at you when you're growing up, but I married someone who turned out to be different than what I thought he would be." And so that makes me think, with all of the things going on, we're kind of seeing everything from a motherly perspective. The other thing is that if you look at Mare's relationship, the experiences that she's had with them, she finds her son one day. Actually, her daughter finds him, and then she comes home and goes up and cuts him down because he had hung himself. And then she ends up divorcing her husband. Obviously, it's a lot of trauma to go through. That one of the storylines is that she never really deals with it. In terms of therapy or anything. But her friend, Lori, is the mother of the person who actually does the murder in that this whole show is about. So Lori's husband was having an affair a long time ago, and then he started having an affair with Erin, the young girl that ends up murdered, and everybody thinks it's the dad, right? Once it becomes, they find a picture of the two of them together, then they think, well, it's him. Turns out it was his son, and he was just covering for him. But it's interesting because you have this scenario where, again, from the motherly perspective, Lori is trying to hold her family together. She's seen what's happened to Mare. She doesn't want something like that to happen. I'm sure when something like that happens in a neighborhood or in a town, you kind of like huddle closer and think, well, I'm glad that's not us. I'm not suggesting schadenfreude or anything. I'm just saying, like, you see other people do things and you kind of think, well, that's not the direction I want to go, so how can we avoid that? But it turns out that not only is she going to lose her husband because this is like the second time that he's cheated, and he was accused of killing her, even though he didn't. That it was actually her son who, oddly, was trying to save the family to keep them together and killed this girl. He was 13. At the end, when you find out that twist, you have Mare coming to Lori's house, and they all know what happened. Everyone in Lori's household knows what happened because they tried to cover it up. And so you have, and this is something that someone else pointed out to me, that from Lori's perspective, you see someone whose family was destroyed now coming to arrest her son. And so there may be that perception of, now you're trying to do to my family what happened to your family, basically. So to me, these are all connected, and that's the only way that I could think, outside of just, like I said, suspense and drama, that the serial killer aspect gets baked in there. That you sort of have this carnival of nightmares, that of all the things that could happen to your kids or your family members. Some of them are real and some of them are imagined. Most of them happen. I don't know what I mean by imagined. I guess I just mean that the show, maybe, even though it's a lot about grief and dealing with the trauma and loss, that these are all things that those of us watching this feel, if that makes sense. And so I'm not saying that it plays upon our fears, but it's something that we all think about. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that we connect with it so well.
Send available cars to the area.
The place down by the lake, down by the lake, down by the lake. For the monster I can see.
Maybe you could be my mom for a second and give me some advice.
Just have a subject flee from me. She obstructed a murder investigation. Do you think maybe you're ready now to finally face what you're avoiding?
So that's it. Highly recommend it. Make sure you just subscribe here if you can. That helps so much. And if you want to go one step further, you can go to patreon.com/arthouseradio to support that way if you can. All right, till next time.